neither Jew nor Greek. Galatians 3:28. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female, for we are all one in Christ Jesus. If we apply what we have learnt about Christos in this verse, we find it reads, "For ye are all one in an anointed people." This is a parallel with 1 Corinthians 12:13. "For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be Hellen Greeks or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit." In saying that there is no difference between Jews and Greeks, it must be noted that the terms are national rather than racial. Both are of the one descent from Israel. As Abraham's seed, Galatians 3:29, all Israelites, whether Judean or Greek-speaking, whether male or female, or whether slaves or masters, are accepted. These two verses say the same thing. And the interesting thing is here again in the translations. In both verses, Greeks and Gentiles are the same word, Hellen, in the Greek text of these verses. Even the NIV translates Hellen as Gentiles in the book of Romans more than once because this suits the doctrine of the translators. But they are willing to translate the same word as Greeks in Corinthians. How dare they do this? Hellen is not even remotely like ethnos. In Galatians 3:28, there is something in common between the Jews and the Greeks that links them together. In Galatians 3:16 and Galatians 3:29, we find it is the anointing. And in 1 Corinthians 12:13, it is one Spirit. The common linking factor is anointing and Spirit. Please do not dismiss this subject as the anointed race. Tradition has avoided it to accommodate their form of Jews and Gentiles doctrine. Now, when we go back, it can be seen how all this ties up. As we have seen before, the two parties are Israelites in Judea, the circumcision, Israelites in the dispersion, the uncircumcised, or the dispersed among the Greeks. The New Testament reunites the Judean Israelites and are dispersed into one body by Calvary. The whole of Israel is the one body. The expression dispersion is what we find in John 7:35, where the Pharisees said, "Will he go into the dispersed among the Gentiles?" More correctly translated, the dispersion among the Greeks. In Ephesians 2:11 through 22, it is no different. The dispersion had become and were as strangers, but through the same Spirit with which they were anointed, they were able to be reconciled unto God in one body by the cross. In one body, there is no difference between the Israelite Judeans and the dispersion. Ephesians 2:18, "For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father." The both are the two groups, Judean and dispersed Israelites, or two parts of the one body having access by the one Spirit. Then there is also the presentation in Ephesians where we find the commonwealth of Israel, Ephesians 2:12, "That at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope because of your cast-off state, and without God in the world," and the world order. This commonwealth, according to reference 4174 in Thayer's Lexicon, is spoken of as the theocratic or divine commonwealth. The people being addressed by Paul were not currently subject under the divine administration. When they submitted to this administration, they became one with those who were already subject. So then there was no difference. Paul confirms this in Romans 10:12, where he declares, "For there is no difference between the Jew, Judean, and the Greek dispersion, for the Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him." In context, all is all of the Jews and Greeks, the Jews meaning Jew of the house of Judah, not the Edomite Jews, meaning all of the Israelite Judeans and the dispersion. The word difference is used as of musical instruments being in tune. Before someone jumps up and down to say that Ephesians 2:12 says these Gentiles were without Christ and therefore could not have been appointed from physical birth, it must be pointed out that there are two different withouts in this verse. Ephesians 2:12, "That at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world." The first is chorus, strong G, 5565, which means separately or by itself. These Gentile Israelites were on their own, apart and separate from the Israelites in Judea, but they still had the anointing that came with their birth. The second without is the atheos and means godless, Strong's G112. But they were all still Israelites, although they were godless in this sense. With this understanding, the whole Bible does not conflict anymore in this area. The promise made to the fathers are fulfilled in us, their children, and in their generations, and not in some mythical non-Israelite Gentiles or church that has no children, no generations, so we can see that in no way could non-Israelites be genetic children of the fathers. Who are the Greeks? The dispersed among the Greeks, John 7:35, is a telling expression. Whether shall he go that he shall not find them? Will he go to the dispersed among the Gentiles or the Hellen Greeks and teach the Gentiles or the Hellen Greeks? Who would they be talking about as being the dispersed? Historically and biblically, it cannot be any but the house of Israel and the bulk of the house of Judah. That this is so accords with prophecy. Hence, as we shall see, Greeks is used as a synonym through the New Testament for the dispersion located among the nations of the former Greek Empire. To talk about non-Jews being scattered among non-Jews would be silly and stupid. In this verse, we have another instance of Hellen as Gentile instead of Greek. If we were to take the meaning of Gentiles as belonging to other nations, referring to Israelites scattered among the other nations, this would be acceptable. This mistranslation is also found in the following places where it is rendered as Gentiles. Note, by Judean, we mean Israelites of Judea, exclusively of other races from Judea. Romans 2:10, to the Jew, the Judean first, and also to the Gentile, or the Hellen, and the Greeks. Romans 3:9, for we have proved both Jews and Gentiles, Judeans and Hellens, that they are all under sin. 1 Corinthians 10:32, give no offense neither to the Jews, the Judeans, nor to the Gentiles, Hellen, the Greeks, nor to the church, the assembly called out, ones of God. 1 Corinthians 12:13, for by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, Hellens or Judeans. And the Hellen are the dispersion among the Greeks. Now, what do these mistranslations do to all that is commonly taught? The mistranslations disguise who is being addressed each time. Hellen is used as opposed to ethnos. They disguise that they are Israelites of the dispersion. We are told a Syrophoenician woman was a Greek by nationality in Mark 7:26, but she was an Israelite by race, if these Greeks were Israelites. What about in the book of Romans? We find that the correct translation of Hellen as Greeks rather than Gentiles gives us a whole new direction. Both Judeans and the dispersion are parts of the one body. There is a common connection with the law, which was only given to Israel as a whole. Paul tells of the work of the law written on their hearts. This is a fulfillment of prophecy given only to and about Israel, Jeremiah 31:31, under the new covenant. At that time, only one part of the Judean side of the whole race of Israel was acknowledging the law. The other side of Israel was called the uncircumcision because they were not acknowledging the law. But both parts are under sin. Throughout this book of Romans, there is much reference to the law. The book is written to those who are under the law, Romans 3:19, that is, to Israel. The book is not addressed to other races. In 1 Corinthians 12:13, above, is another place where Hellen is translated as Gentile instead of Greeks. The section begins with a definition of the first verse as to who these Greeks were, 1 Corinthians 10:1. How that our fathers, all passed through the sea, were all baptized unto Moses. This could not be said of any non-Israelite race. This whole passage tells us they were Israelite. It tells of their early history. 1 Corinthians 12:13, for by one Spirit are we baptized into one body, whether we be Jews, that is of Judean, or Gentiles, meaning Hellen, or those of the dispersion among the Greeks. That is, whether from Judea or the dispersion, they're the same. This is what has been shown earlier, where the common factor connecting these two people was the one spirit and the anointing. But why does the Apostle Paul not use the word ethnos, which is often also translated as Gentile? Why does Paul specifically specify Hellen or Greek when he comes to the important doctrine? Could this be in order that there might be no mistake about his meaning? Is it that there might be no mistake about who he is isolating? Paul was writing to his brethren, fellow Israelites, scattered in Asia and nearby areas, as opposed to the former nation of Israel, as they were known in the Old Testament. We do not pay sufficient attention to the use of such titles. Each one is used in accordance with the subject matter and authority behind the situation.